A question for you, Jenny, from Paul from New Zealand, who wants to know, what progress is there in Alzheimer's treatment? Let's go for a biology question here.
Well, it's quite a difficult question because actually we still don't fully understand what causes Alzheimer's. Now, Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, but it is only one form of dementia. There are other types. These are brain diseases which cause problems with thinking, memory, and often all sorts of other areas, including language. One of the long-running theories is that what's causing Alzheimer's is a build-up of a protein in the brain called beta-amyloid. And you can actually see sort of lumps of this in the brain of people with Alzheimer's.
They're kind of little tangles and plaques and things like this, aren't they?
Exactly, yeah. And so a lot of the research has been looking into whether you can break those down. The theory being, if they're what causes it, then breaking it down should improve people. And some mouse studies have shown improvements when they've broken down these plaques and tangles. But interestingly, research has been coming out recently has shown that in humans, breaking these things down doesn't always improve people's symptoms. And you can also get some people who don't have any symptoms, but when you look at their brains, they do have these build-ups of these proteins in them. So now people are starting to think, well, actually, maybe it's not a direct cause and effect thing with these proteins, and perhaps we should be looking in kind of other directions for potential treatments. So at the moment, there are a few drugs which can help with the symptoms, but we don't have anything that actually stops the progress of the disease. But there's a huge amount of work being poured into trying.
Because I know from the genetics perspective, lots of people are hunting for the genes involved in Alzheimer's. The problem being, you know, there's lots of different types of dementia. And even if you can find a gene or a gene variation that increases the risk, like, we don't know if there's anything we can do about it to mitigate it. That's I guess, is the biggest problem, isn't it?
There is a little bit of research that's coming out that's quite interesting about what you can do throughout your life to keep your brain healthy and hopefully stave off Alzheimer's. And that's things like keeping active, lots of exercise, keeping social interactions going, keeping your brain active.
Doing things like, you know, Sudoku and puzzles, and I guess listening to the Naked Scientists to
yes,
keep your brain active.
Definitely. And also social interaction. So seeing people and talking to people seems to be protective. And what you eat is also important as well. So lots of green veg, berries, nuts, olive oil, all of these things have been shown to help keep your brain healthy.
All the good stuff.